Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be, does my girlfriend belong to the streets? Well, if you have to ask, well, I've actually got an email here from a guy. It's kind of an interesting story. His girlfriend of about 6 months when they first met was actually married to another guy. I guess she'd been married for about 6 years at that point. She was unhappy. Make a long story short, they ended up getting together through infidelity and cheating. And so a lot of things have happened since then, but obviously he's gone, is she a good person? Can I trust her? Because obviously he's really bothered by the fact that the whole relationship came together because of infidelity. So I got a quote that I wrote, and then we'll go through his email and see, has she changed? Is she displaying different behavior? Has she done things that would cause him and the rest of us who are witness to this through the email to become a trustworthy person? In other words, should he trust her? Should he trust that she'll be loyal and faithful unlike she was to her ex-husband? The quote says, "Can a liar and cheater become an honest and trustworthy person? While it is possible that people can change their belief system and act accordingly, it is simply not likely that a low-integrity person will become a person of high character. Typically, people don't change who they are, but may become a better version of themselves with an emotionally compelling enough reason to do so. The reality is that if someone does you dirty and you forgive them thinking they will change, you shouldn't be surprised if they do it again in the future. The only thing that matters is what people do, not what they say." So the idea is that people don't change their belief system until it is proven invalid or it no longer works for them. Obviously, I have a lot of people that bought into that Q nonsense are obviously really getting hit in the face with reality right now. I have a couple of friends who were in it, and it's just so funny that it's just they were convinced that they had the inside skinny and they really knew what was going to happen and what's going on. And I just rolled my eyes, but you know, obviously today being the 20th should be, it's pretty interesting. So I thought I'd throw that in there. But you know, the point being is that a lot of people believed a certain way and they were convinced that they were right. And obviously, most of us know that it was all bullshit anyway. So at the end of the day, that's the only thing. It's for those people that believe in that, that when it doesn't pan out, they go, "I've been had." So it's the same thing here. It's, do people change who they are? Maybe with a big enough emotion, compelling reason. You know, I got a buddy of mine who was cheating on his girlfriend, who's now his wife, constantly. But everything changed when she got pregnant. And so since then, he's been faithful to her. But I always break his balls and say to him, I was like, okay, so what happens when the kids are gone and you guys are empty nesters? Are you going to go back to your old ways? And he just kind of laughs and smiles because he wants to be a good dad. So in other words, that's his motivating factor, is his kids. He wants to be a good dad and present a good example, not a guy who's basically a man whore cheating on their mother all the time. But that's beside the point. So in other words, he had a good emotion, compelling reason to change his worldview because he obviously had kids, and his reason, his emotion, compelling reason was he wanted to be a good dad. So with that said, let's go through this guy's email. He says, "Hi Corey, I'm a big fan of your work and was hoping you could give me some honest feedback. I'm a male in my mid-20s working in financial services in Chicago. I do very well for myself financially. I'm healthy and in great shape, and I've been with my girlfriend for 6 months, and things have been going great. She's 29 years old, fit, feminine, cooperative, financially independent, very giving, and has a great relationship with her family, including her dad. However, I do have one big concern." So what's interesting is when I do phone sessions with guys, one of the things I ask them is, so what's her relationship like with her father? And a lot of times, oh, she's got a great relationship with her family. And then when you really get into it, you find out the family's messed up and dysfunctional and there was lying and cheating. I was like, dude, that's not healthy. That's not a healthy environment. When I say healthy, it means she loves her mom, loves her dad, her parents have a good relationship. They talk things out. They work things out in a calm, loving manner. And she respects her father. She's not abusive. She doesn't walk all over her father and treat him like a doormat. And obviously he doesn't allow that. But, you know, I've done countless situations, phone sessions over the years with guys that are in these situations. And they just, oh yeah, she's got a great relationship with her parents. And when you ask for more clarification, you find out it's a totally dysfunctional family and relationship. And it's like, that's not a healthy environment. Point being is that, so they come from an environment where they learn integrity and they value integrity. And they either do or they don't. It's a pretty simple choice. He says he's got one big concern. He says, I had an old buddy whose best friend from childhood was married to this girl for 6 years, and they didn't have any kids. I met her while she was still married to this guy, and we all hung out as a group occasionally. I was always attracted to her, and the relationship with her husband was an abusive one. Verbal, physical infidelity, etc. So I assume that means he was cheating on her. Needless to say, he's broke, insecure bum, and it was clear that she wasn't happy and regretted marrying him. Fast forward to my buddy's birthday party, and she was giving me looks all night. We were all drunk, and I was sitting next to her in the back of our Didi's car after the party, designated driver's car. Her husband was in the passenger seat when she reached over and started touching my leg. She worked up to my dick and put her hand down my pants and started playing with it. Naughty girl. Naughty, naughty. Not nice. No one saw because it was dark and her jacket covered that area. I felt guilty for letting it happen, and she messaged me the next day apologizing, saying that she had hoped it wouldn't affect our friendship. I forgave her and said, I'd be lying if I said I didn't like it. I guess she wasn't that sorry. Obviously not. Well, obviously there was alcohol involved, but damn, my husband's in the front seat. And she's playing with your flesh rocket while her husband sits in the front seat, totally oblivious. But then again, I guess if there was, you didn't say who was the physical infidelity, if it was the husband was cheating on her or she was constantly cheating on him. So that was kind of vague. So I don't really know. From there on out, she always wanted me around and interacted with me any chance she could get. One day she called me late at night and asked if I wanted to come over on a day where her husband was out of town. I declined and said if she were single, it'd be a different story. It's a good answer. It's the right way to handle it. Because you got to hold other people accountable. Because if you allow and invite a lack of integrity into your life, guess what? The universe sends you more of that. More of those kinds of people until you transcend or you just continue being a dirtbag. She insisted and asked several more times, 7 to 8 in total, and I declined every time. However, the temptation got to me, and the next day I told her I would do it, and I did. We had sex at her place, and I felt pretty terrible about it. Yeah, sure you did. Not sure what changed my mind, but in hindsight, the thirst is real, bro. The thirst is real. I should have stuck to my word. Yep, you should have stuck to your word. So you displayed a lack of integrity. Long story short, she filed a divorce and he's out of her life completely. There's been no drama for several months and I no longer associate myself with that friend group. My question is, considering how this relationship came to fruition, am I wasting my time or should I continue to see where the relationship goes? Well, you're kind of 6 months down the road. You're in a relationship with a girl who obviously she left her husband for you. And the bottom line is she was grabbing your joystick while in the back seat of the car where her husband's in the front seat. So if she's ever unhappy in her relationship with you, she'll come up with a reason to go, well, I'm not happy, he's a jerk, he's this, he's that, whatever. So if we just look at her actions and we take the Gerald Celente's line from the Trends Research Institute, that current events form future trends. Well, given the right set of circumstances, if she's ever unhappy in the future with you, if you're to think, oh, now she's going to be loyal and faithful to me because I'm such a good dude, I'd say that's delusional and she belongs to the streets. But, I mean, I don't expect that you're going to just break up with her. But the point being is that with women like this, it's, hey, you know how she operates. If she's happy, she'll probably maybe be loyal and faithful. And if she's not, but we got to read on because there's some other caveats here. We met each other's families, and I do love this girl. I believe she is a good person who did a deplorable thing. I am equally to blame. Well, I guess you're both in Hillary Clinton's baskets of deplorables. We both regret what we did and are ashamed. She went to therapy, and we both cut toxic people and habits from our life. Okay, so that line right there, the fact that she went to therapy and that you both cut toxic people out of your life means there's a chance. So in other words, what I like about that is she made the effort to recognize this was fucked up what I did. Let me go get some professional therapy and counseling for it. Now, it doesn't mean it solves anything, but it does mean that she did more than 99% of the liars and cheaters are willing to do. So she gets a brownie point for that. She gets some cool points. But at the end of the day, you always bottom line her actions. Look what she does, not what she says. So the longer you guys are together, the more likely you're probably going to get lazy and complacent at some point. Hopefully not to the point where her ex was, because obviously the ex sounded like he was a total useless human being. But like I said, people don't change who they are, but they may become a better version. So I know it depends. Like my buddy's got kids. He won't cheat on his girlfriend, or I mean his wife now. But, you know, 8-10 years ago, he didn't care. He didn't give a shit at all. He was, you know, actually, he was really didn't even want to stay with her. But when he slipped one past the goalie, everything changed. But they do love each other and they have a pretty good relationship. And he's loyal to her now. He's loyal now. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. So I guess I'll have to check back with you guys in 10, 15 years when they're empty nesters and see what's going on. It'll be exciting to find out. He says, we're both pretty happy right now, and we always have fun together, trips, dates, quality time, etc. I haven't fully trusted her for obvious reasons, and you shouldn't. You should always look at what she does, not what she says. But my trust for her has grown over the last few months. She deleted social media and has given me no apparent reason to not trust her since the divorce. Look at what she does, not what she says. So those are good signs. But she's still got a naughty side. I have also lost a lot of sleep over this, and I'm not sure what to do. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Well, I'd keep reading 3% Man 10 to 15 times. I'd also read Mastering Yourself. Get familiar with it. You can read both for free at understandrelationships.com. Just subscribe to the email newsletter. Get to know the information backwards and forwards so you can recognize and spot the signs. But the best thing you can do at this point is continue to be her best option. But notice what she does. You know, if you're thinking about getting married, I'd wait a few years and see how she is, because you're still in the infatuation period at this point. And it doesn't sound like she, I mean, she was with this other guy for 6 years, and somebody that stays with a guy like that for 6 years tells me her self-esteem ain't that great. But we have the caveat that she did go get some therapy, and you guys cut the toxic people out of your life. She's gotten off social media. She stopped engaging in a lot of the behaviors that can lead to naughtiness. So you got to take it day by day. That's all you can really do. Live in the present moment. Because if you just sit and worry about her potentially cheating on you in the future, that's not going to help you. That's not helpful. It's not going to make you happy. Be the best boyfriend that you can be. Take it day by day. See what she does. As far as getting married, if you're thinking or considering that, make sure you check with a good attorney in your state and find out what the laws are. Maybe you want to consider a civil marriage where you just get married and then have a legal agreement between the two of you on what happens if you guys decide to not stay together. In other words, you don't involve the government in your relationship. So that's an option, you know, especially if you live in one of those states where you just lose everything and everything's, all the laws are slanted in the woman's favor, like California is. Then it's like, I wouldn't get married to a girl in California. No way in hell. Never. Not gonna happen. So take it day by day. It's all you can really do at this point and see what happens. Give it a few years. And, you know, maybe she's a changed woman. It's possible. It's just my point being, when I always go through these things, it's like the odds are not in her favor. But the fact that she went to therapy, acknowledged she had a problem, and got help for it, that's way more than almost 100% of the other people are going to do. Especially when I, you know, when I read these emails, it's like the liars and the cheaters, they think there's nothing wrong with them. They think everybody's like that. And therefore, they have no motivation to change. So maybe she's one of the few that will actually change and become a good quality human going forward. But only time will tell. It's all you can really do, dude. It is what it is. So if you've got a situation or a challenge in your personal or professional life and you'd like to get my help, go to my website, understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.